Blog Talk Radio.
To be all I can be, I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. The card for the show comes from my animal guide deck, and it is the mountain goat. So the mountain goat comes in here today. At the bottom of the card, it says there is a balance in your life, so do whatever you need to do to correct it. I'm going to read the bottom of the card again. There's something out of balance in your life, so do whatever you need to do to correct it. You know, ask your angels to help you. Ask your spirit guide to help you. That's what they're there for. They're ministering angels. They're ministering onto you. So ask them today to help you find that thing that's out of balance. And I don't know about you, but, you know, lately everything seems a little bit out of balance. So we got to ask, you know, for help sometimes, and find out what that is, and then work on it to get it in balance. And how you do that a lot of times with grounding, you know, do those grounding exercises that we do sometimes on this program. You know, put your feet flat on the floor, see roots going out of you into Mother Earth. And remember that you are passionate and marvelous and wonderful and all those things. And let your light shine through you, all right? Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll get into the program. If you would like to be a part of the program, You can do so by doing this, by picking up your phone, dialing this number, 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program, 347-327-9316. Let's go to prayer, and then we'll get into the program. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And sometimes we run out of patience, but let us be more patient, for all things are working for our good. And just let us realize that more and more every single day. And Father, Mother, God, right now, today I ask you to help me move completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program, and that I appreciate it so much for you using me. Father, Mother, God, right now, I turn my focus to the listeners of this program, live and archive, and I ask that you would meet their needs and just bless them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I just ask that you would bless them. Surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and not let us work in a place of fear, but let us work from a place of faith. There's a lot of stuff going on today that could get us a little off balance. If we focus on the negativity, then we draw negativity to us. Let us focus on the positive things of our lives and not on the negative things. And let us draw more positive things to us more and more and more every single moment, every single second. We're drawing positivity to us, not negativity to us. And we do that, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. We're going to do some business stuff really quick. Rose can't always be with us and to man the phones with me. So I am looking right now for somebody that would help me man the phones, take, you know, the screen calls for me. If you're interested in doing that for me and you're feeling like that, you know, you want to do that, no pressure from me, of course. But if you're feeling like you need, you know, you want to do that, just contact me through my email at youareawakening@gmail.com, and we can talk and do that. But Rose can't be here all the time, and since we're moving to daytime shows, it's going to be a little hard for her to be here at times. And so if you're interested in helping me, I do need the help. And so just let me know, okay? So we got the business stuff out of the way. All right, so now let's get into the program. By saying, and today I don't have any helper right with me at the moment, so if you would do me a big favor, and when I say hello to you, if you would say your first name for me, that would be awesome and save us a lot of time. All right? So 720, you're on air with me. Hi. Whoop.
Good hello. Morning. Hi, my name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hi. I'm calling because I was hoping you could book for me to see when my finances are going to improve.
Okay, that is a very good question. I think that's a question on everybody's mind. You know, when are things going to get better? You know, hey, I don't know about you, but sometimes I look at my wallet and I'm going, okay, where did the money go? Well, let me get serious here for a second and look at this for you, okay? But hey, one thing I want to say about you, you got awesome energy. You got awesome energy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you got awesome energy. And Spirit's telling me, and we're going to get to your finances here, but Spirit's saying that you love to laugh. Is that correct? You just
yes,
love to
I
laugh.
Do.
Yeah, because I can just feel
don't
the joy. Like
crying.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, that crying thing, you know, it's necessary sometimes to get that junk out of us. But yeah. You know, we got to focus on the joy. You know, I think we get hung up on all the other stuff sometimes, and we forget to laugh. You know, and sometimes we need to laugh at ourselves, you know, and
ooh,
stuff like
isn't
that.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, we take ourselves too serious sometimes, I think. You know, I've had friends in my own life, you know, say, hey, you know, you need to lighten up a little bit. And that's true. We do need to lighten up. Your finances, now you thought I forgot about your question, but your financial situation, your financial situation does get better. It looks like it starts getting better as you go out of this year. It starts looking better in November. Next year looks a whole lot better. You know, you're still going to have a little bit of struggle here in, you know, in these last 3 months here as we end this year. But I definitely see an increase in your finances as you go. Like I said, it looks like November starts this upward swing with your finances. And then as you go into November, December, and the rest of 2014, things look a lot better for you in 2014 as your finances are concerned. Okay? Does that help?
Wonderful. That helps a lot.
Okay,
what I want to ask you, what were you going to say?
Okay, have you been, okay, this could be somebody on the other side that's coming through, so I'm going to ask you a question. If this is not you, then we're going to see if this is a spirit that's trying to come through. Do you have heart issues?
No.
Okay, do you have any trouble breathing at times?
Yeah, I have asthma.
Okay, because when I started talking to you, it's like sometimes I have to, if you paid attention to the way I'm talking, it feels like sometimes I have to take like a breath, you know. It's like, I have trouble breathing. Now, I'm going to say that this is somebody on the other side, because I'm feeling like that this is a female on the other side. This would be on your mother's side. Is your mother on the other side?
My mother's grandma is, so my great-grandma is on the other side, on my mom's side.
Okay. Do you know if they had trouble breathing towards the end? This is somebody this is somebody that would have been like on a ventilator or something like that towards the end of their life.
Yeah, that's my great-grandma.
Okay. Because it looks like that there's a machine, that's helping her breathe. So I'm going to pause for just a second and see if there's a message that she wants to bring forth. So I'm going to recognize that energy at this moment since she's popping in here. She's just saying don't give up. Does that make any sense to you? Because it feels like that there are times that you just want to throw your hands up and say, okay, I'm done with this.
wouldn't that be nice?
but hey, it doesn't work, But the thing, I think, and she says that the laughter and the joy is something that's like been handed down. I don't know if you know anything about her, but she says that you're like almost a mirror image of her at times, and so that's what she's telling me. And so and to draw from the strength of your family, a lot of times, when we have these battles, especially with our finances, with any battle, sometimes we feel like that we're all alone. It's just you against the world. I've been there. But everybody right now is underneath the gun right now. And so just realize you're not by yourself, and your great-grandmother's with you, giving you that extra strength to pull through and things get a whole lot better, like I said, 2014 for you with your finances. But I appreciate you calling in, and it was my pleasure connecting you.
Oh, I love that. And what I wanted to ask you was, what does it entail to man the phones? Like, what would you be doing?
Okay, to man the phones, basically, well, you could do that from anywhere. And what that is just, on the computer, what I would do is give you the password to our switchboard. And that way, and there's also on Blog Talk, there's instructions on how to do that and stuff like that, and I would send you a link. I'm looking for somebody to do that for me, because normally Rose helps me out, but since we're moving to a daytime show, it's going to be a little hard for her to do that because of the time differences and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody.
Let me get the email again so I can shoot you an email, because I'd be interested in doing that.
I appreciate that. The email address is youareawakening@gmail.com. And if I get several people that want to help, that way that would be good too. That way one person's not always doing it and stuff like that. But drop me an email. Hopefully that will work out. All right. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that would be great. So that is youareawakening@gmail.com. I get several people that's interested. We'll talk, and I'll walk you through, the steps and stuff like that. It's not that hard. As long as you can say hello, you got it. So, talking about saying hello, let's say hello to whoever's on the other end, 413 for me. Hi.
Hi, this is Amber. How are you?
I am awesome, Amber. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you could contact my grandmother or spirit, you know, just see if there's any message for me.
Okay. All right. All right. Have you been sad lately? Depressed a little bit? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because all of a sudden I have a voice that's telling me to keep an upper chin. Does that make sense? Because I kept hearing, raise your chin up, smile a little bit more, you know, try, and it's a little hard for you to find anything at the moment to smile about. Does that make sense? Because it just feels like you're really under the gun right now, and have been for, looks like, the last few months here. Does that make sense? It just feels like you're really struggling. Okay. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I tap into that side. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay. Yeah. She's definitely around you. She's definitely not talking at the moment, but that doesn't mean anything. It just means that I'm having a hard time making that connection. But she is telling me that she is always around you, and not to give up. Things are going to get better. Are you working, or what is the main issue right now that's really got you down? Because I see like a job change or something happening with the work.
Well, I was thinking of changing locations of where I'm working, like changing stores.
Okay, that would be a good move right now. I just feel like that a lot of the negativity energy that's around you right now, you're picking up at work. Does that make sense? It just feels like a very negative environment at times to me. And a positive, you know, a positive change would be good for you. Again, it's your free will, of course. I would definitely see a job change, because that's what I kept feeling from her, is that you need to make some changes. Does that make sense? It just feels stuck there right now. Okay. Yeah, I would definitely go forward with that. It feels like a pretty good move for you as well. So, all right. Does that help?
Right, excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, you know, definitely make that, you know, really consider moving to a different work environment, because I feel like once you do, you're going to definitely see that positive change. One thing I will tell you, it does also look like this depression that's around you right now looks like it's starting to lift off. As we go into an eclipse on Friday, I feel like that as we go into that eclipse, you're going to see a change. I would say by Saturday and Sunday, you're going to feel a lift of that depression off of you, and you're going to move into more of a positive direction as you go out of October and the rest of the year. And so hopefully that helps you, okay? Hang in there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, so hold on for just a minute, because part of manning the phones is being sure I don't get confused, and if I don't write some notes here really quick, I'm going to get confused really fast. So hold on for just a second, and then we'll keep on moving. All right, 702, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Could I get your name, please?
My name is Craig. And
okay. Yeah. How can I help you?
My question for today is, right now I'm just relocated, and I'm working right now, and I'm not sure about I think there's a young lady on my job that possibly liked me, and I was wondering if you could pick up on the energy.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you, so let me repeat back what I heard the question to be, okay? Because I'm having a hard time. I don't know if it's our connection or whatever, but
okay.
Let me repeat back to you what I heard. You're at a job and you're wondering if a lady at the work likes you, or is that correct? Is that what I
heard? You're interested in me, because I'm also interested in her, and I just want to know if the feelings are mutual.
Okay, you're wanting to see, okay, if it's like a mutual thing here. Okay. Yeah, I definitely feel, I would say yes on that. I feel like the communication is the key here, of course, as you develop this. But yeah, I would say yes, that she's interested in you as well. So hopefully that's helped. But that's definitely a yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Max, another question?
No, not right now. I've got a lot of callers. But if you would like to set a full reading, you can do that. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, because I have a lot of callers, and I'm sorry about that. But if you would like to set up a full reading, you can do that at www.insightswithmichael.com. Let's go ahead with Skype call. Gussie, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really under the gun here. I need to get moved out of my current location, my actual physical location, and also my town. I've been looking for work in my next destination town, just like crazy. Haven't found anything, but I have to make this move, and nothing has come up work-wise.
Okay.
I'm under so much pressure.
I can feel the frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to close your mic for just a minute because I'm getting a lot of echo back, okay? So I'm going to close your mic because I couldn't concentrate. A lot of times on Skype calls, there's a lot of echo, but I'm going to answer your questions, but I had to close the mic because I was just getting a lot of feedback. You know, the one thing that I would tell you, don't let this frustration get the best of you. I understand you're definitely under the gun right now. There's a lot of pressure. Don't get into your head. I feel like a lot of the times we get into our heads a lot. So don't get into your head. Don't let your head say that this is not going to work out. Because I'm feeling a breakthrough here. I would say it looks like to me timelines can be tricky. We talked about this the other day with my guest. Timelines can be tricky on this. But I would see it. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to say it looks like November you're going to hear something. That could be quicker, and I'm hoping that it's quicker, but the timelines can be very tricky on these things. But right now, as it stands in this now moment with the energy that I'm feeling, I wouldn't see anything until about November. But hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in. All right? 386, you're on air with me. Hold on for just a second so I can make a note here. And so I don't get lost. When I have lots of callers, it's really easy for me to get confused really, really quick. 386, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Shauna.
Hi,
I have a question. Hi. I don't know how to ask this question, but I'm going through a lot with my ex-husband in the court, and I want to know how do you see this playing out?
Okay.
And does spirit have anything to say?
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. I'm going to actually shuffle some cards for you, and we're going to look at what the cards are saying about this. Now, has this been an ongoing thing in court, or is this just started? Because I feel like that there's... Okay, it's just started?
No, it's the ongoing.
Ongoing? Okay, yeah. Because I just felt like that... I mean, this is just like a continuation almost from when you guys were married. It's just when I look at your relationship, it just looks like a battle all the time.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
I feel like I'm in a battle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah, because that's what.
And
I feel like that once this battle is cleared and all the smoke is settled, and I will tell you. Court things can be very tricky because there's just so many people involved, and any little thing could change things. But what I am seeing is when all the dust is settled, when everything is done here, you're going to be on the winning side. You're going to be the victorious side, and that's the main thing that we want to get to. Okay.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now. Yeah, I would see this being okay for you. I don't see any problems. But like I said, you know, the court cases are very, very tricky because there are just so many people involved. You know, you got attorneys, you got judges, you just got a whole bunch of things that could happen. But once I saw the dust settle, and I don't know how long this is going to go on. I hope that it doesn't go on too much longer here. You know, I would say that things are wrapping up here, you know, in about a couple months here, but that could be sooner. Like I said, everything changes with these. But But once the dust is settled, you are victorious, and things do work out for you in your favor. So that's the main thing that I think you want to know. Let's go ahead and pull a card really quick for yourself. And the honeybee comes in here, and let compassion and forgiveness be your top priority in the situation. I know that that might be a little hard for you to do right now, but, you know, forgiveness is very important. Because the only thing, when we don't forgive and we can't let go of things, the only person that that really hurts is only one person, and that's you. And so you're probably not at the forgiveness place yet, but I do believe that you'll get there, okay? Hopefully that helps you, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. No problem. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on with 678. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today.
It's your friend Susie B.
Susie B. I knew you were around there somewhere. I just hadn't looked at the numbers close enough to be paying attention, but I appreciate you calling
yes.
in. How can I help you?
Of course I'm here listening to you, Michael.
I know. How can I help?
Just wanted to see if you can... I know what I have to do as far as my dog situation and the big dogs.
Right.
Okay, so one of them is going to go back to my son when he gets home. Now, there's a possibility that he could take the other one because the two dogs get along. I don't know. It depends on his home situation and if it changes anytime soon. But I really, really, really need this dog, my daughter's dog that she's given up. I need to find her a good and permanent place so she's not coming back to me. She dug her way out underneath my fence last week, and apparently she did it again this morning, and she's not listening to me, and I can't chase her around. So.
Yeah, she's a digger. So,
yes, she is.
Yeah, she's a digger. She likes to dig, and so the question you're asking, Spirit, just to be sure that I have the, because I feel like the two dogs will go with your son. I will answer that. I feel like that they will go. I feel like it's very important for those two dogs
to stick together
because they have made a bond with each other. So I feel like that if you separate those two dogs, that there would be some grief, you know, some sadness and stuff with the other dog. So those dogs really feel like that they need to stick together. As far as the digger dog, I do. That's what I'm going to call this dog, the digger dog. As far as this dog is concerned. I feel like that you will find a home for it. I would put like an ad or something out on, you know, bulletin boards or something, you know, to.
I think my son will keep her permanently then if you're saying that she'll go with his dog. So.
Okay.
All
right.
Know, that's
yeah.
Very possible, but I.
Yeah,
yeah,
and the one thing that he's going to have to do is he's really going to have, you know, if he has a fenced-in yard or something,
yeah,
you know,
he's
going to have to. You know, going to have to put things around the bottom of that so she cannot dig out,
right.
Because she'll definitely just, you know, she loves to dig. So, but like I said, I do feel like that they are definitely going to be together. Okay.
Very good. I'm excited. That means that things are clearing up for Susie B.
Yeah, I know. So the energy has changed. So that's a good thing. Yeah, because you do need to get rid of, you know, you need to make some, you know, you need to clear some things out, and that's good.
Yes.
So that's just happening. All right. Thank
I'm
you, Susie.
I'm working to clear up my other stuff too. So it's all good, Michael.
It's beginning to change. So that's a good thing. All right.
Yes, it is, Michael. Okay,
all right.
I love you. Have a blessed day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye, Susie.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. So let's go ahead and say hi to whoever's on the other end of 978. Oop, hold on. Everything shifted, and I didn't get to 978. So hold on. Let's go to 978. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Kathleen. How you doing?
I am good. How are you today?
Okay. Listen, my question is, I'm not talking to my oldest son, and it's been since Labor Day, and I want to know if you see him coming around. He doesn't live close by. He's in North Carolina, but, you know, I'd like to see my grandson and everything, and I just don't know. He's blocked me everywhere which way, and I want to, you know, mend fences with him, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah. Now, let me just slow down for a minute here, okay? Because this is pretty serious, so let me slow down for just a second and see what Spirit has to say about this. Man, I'm sorry you're going through this, for one thing. I mean, this is just, you know, not good.
Oh, I guess your sisters I don't talk to either. Well, they don't talk to me. I've reached out to them, but that doesn't work.
Yeah. Because I don't know. It's just... You know, I'm going to go with what I'm feeling, and what I'm feeling is not good, and I'm sorry I have to say this, but I don't see him, at, you know, for the rest of this year reconciling this. Now, I do see some movement on this would be next year, but, you know, I don't know why he's even doing this. I mean, I can't see the reason for this.
I don't either.
Yeah, and, you know, this is just very hurtful. This is never good. But as far as a reader right now, I'm really sorry to tell you, I do not see any movement on this at this now moment, you know, for the rest of the year. Now, there's a possibility of this being able to be reconciled. I do believe it can be reconciled, but to get it to reconcile, everybody has to talk, and nobody's talking.
I can't even get in touch with him.
Yeah, there's no communication here. But, you know, the one thing that you can do here is you can talk to his spirit guide, have your spirit guide talk to his spirit guide, and you know, have angels help in this situation, because I saw some movement. I'm going to give you some hope, because I saw some movement in March of 2014 where he actually reaches out to you. Now, that would be shocking, because this it would be, you know, him doing that, but spirit can do all kinds of amazing things. But I will tell you that I did see some movement in March where it's a possibility that he'll reach out and, you know, and start talking to you, because he's going to have to reach out to you, because you have no way of reaching out to him because he's blocked you and everything. So, you know, I would really pray about this. I will, of course, pray about this. And because this is never good, and there was just a big, huge misunderstanding on his part, is what I'm seeing this, and you know, I just also feel like outside sources are also influencing this a little bit. I feel like the other people are influencing him. You know, this could be sisters, this could be whoever, but
my girlfriend maybe.
Yeah, I'm just feeling like that there's just an outside source that's influencing him a little bit on this. But this is never good, and like I said, I'll pray for this situation to change. But I wouldn't see any movement until 2014 on this.
But what's going to make him come to me? What's going to make him finally come to his senses?
Is he going to
be
know.
In trouble, or you know what I mean? Or
I don't think that. I think he'll just come to his senses, and I don't know how that happens, but, you know, a lot of times we get hung up on the hows, and, you know, Spirit can definitely talk to him and get him to move towards you, and that's what we want. So hopefully that helps.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Have a good day.
You hang in there. I know that this is rough, and you know, none of this is right. You know, when people just stop communicating, that's not good. And so, like I said, I'll definitely be praying about this situation for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's never good when you just stop communication, and a lot of times people do that, and we don't know why, you know, and a lot of times that we get hung up on that, you know, it's like, why did this happen? You know, a lot of times people just disappear. And then we go, okay, what happened here? Okay, so we just have that sometimes. Let's go ahead with, like I said, getting confused here. 508, I don't think I've talked to you. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Megan. How are you?
Okay, could you say your name again for me? I didn't really hear your name.
Yes, Megan.
Okay, Megan. Okay, thank you, Megan. That just helps me tap into your energy a little bit so I can tap into your energy of the day. How can I help you?
Well, I'm having a baby in 4 weeks, and I have a 15-month-old son, but I find myself, I am living with their father. We're engaged. We haven't even, like, begun planning a wedding because of the babies, and he is I don't know, I'm just feeling, like, overwhelmed lately. A lot
right.
with everything going on. And he has a 9-year-old who comes with from a previous relationship who comes and stays with us on the weekends also. And I think, I don't know, I feel like I'm just struggling. I don't know why. Maybe because of, like, the changes that's going to come. And I don't have a car right now. And I don't have a job either. So I think I'm feeling, like, really insecure about not having my own income and having, like, two babies.
Yeah.
That's
enough in itself to overwhelm you with you already have one, you know, baby, and then you have the other baby on its way, and no wonder you're feeling overwhelmed. And also some hormones are coming into play here as well at the moment, you know, because your body's changing and adjusting and stuff like that. So, you know, you're having a lot of that at the moment. Definitely your baby's healthy, so that's a good thing. That's the main thing here, you know, as you get ready to deliver this baby. Yeah, you're feeling overwhelmed, and you're wondering where, well, because there's not, you know, a date set for this wedding. You know, there's just an engagement. So all this is making you feel very uneasy at the moment. The one thing that I would tell you, you know, don't get into your head a lot right now, because I definitely feel a lot of you in your head. Well, what I mean by that is, you know, just thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and stuff like that. So you talked about a car. Your car's not working. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and so, yeah, you just got a lot of insecurities right now, you know, but I definitely feel like, you know, this is a positive relationship for you. You know, I know it's overwhelming. You'll have three kids once, you know, there's a wedding and stuff like that. That's overwhelming, you know.
Yeah.
Just breathe through this, but, you know, I feel like that this is the right guy for you. I feel like that this is a good relationship for you. So, you know, just work through this. Let me pull some cards on this really quick here, and let's see what the animals have to say about this. You know, the rattlesnake comes in here, and the bottom of the card, it says the experiences that you're presently going through are initiation into fulfilling your purpose as a healer. What that means is there's a lot of healing energy in you. And so all the stress that you're feeling right now, which is a whole bunch at the moment, it feels like you're in a pressure cooker almost. When I'm looking at you, that's sort of what I see. You're at this point of wanting to give up, and it is like want to scream at times. So all this stuff is, does that make sense? It's just like you just want to scream. Like, I've had enough. Okay, you know, yeah, hey, and I've been there. I understand that. But, you know, just remember that all this is for a purpose and to get you to a higher plane and to get you through that. But a lot of this right now is your body's going through some changes as you get ready to bring this other child into play here. Both of your children, I can't really tell with the child that he has, but both of your children, the one that you have now and the one that is about to appear on planet Earth here, both of them are very intuitive. Both of them will be able to see things, hear things that other people don't. So you have two wonderful, blessed children that are coming on the planet. One's already here and one's on its way just in a few weeks here. So, you know, the one thing that I would tell you, just breathe. A lot of this stuff that you're feeling right now will pass. 2014 definitely looks like a better year for you. So that gives you some hope, and hopefully gives you some hope. All right?
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
No problem. And congratulations on your kid. And, You know, just when you're feeling overwhelmed, which I can imagine. I mean, I would be overwhelmed too. When you have that moment, what I would suggest to you is you know, take a deep breath. Just, you know, take that deep breath in and hold it as long as you can, and then just release it. Deep breathing would help you tremendously. Will just give you a focus, you know, focus on your breathing and stuff like that. And that will help you in those, you know, you have those stressful moments. And I don't know who wouldn't be stressed underneath the situation that you're having right now. So just try to breathe through it, okay? It will get better. I promise.
Thank you.
All right.
And I appreciate you saying the thing about the healer too, because I'm Reiki 2 certified and been thinking about like going further with that. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and that's probably why I pulled that card for you. You know, definitely. I would definitely go. You know, if you want to do the master, you know, the next level up, I would definitely do that. Definitely saw a lot of healing with you. And you know, and when you're having these stressful moments, you know, do some Reiki on yourself, you know, go through some of that, and that will help calm you down a little bit, okay?
Thank you so much, truly. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and move on with 240. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Connie.
Hi, Connie. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you could give me a chakra stand.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely do that for you. Let me focus here. I have to change my energy just a little bit here. And I'm going to start right now. I'm going to start at the top, and we'll work our way down. Okay. A lot of people start down and work up. I always work at the head and work down. Now, I think a lot of the reason I do that is to finish, you know, with grounding you and stuff like that. So why are you feeling way off balance right now?
Because when I start
tapping into your energy, I feel very, very shaky. Have you done any grounding exercises lately? Because when I'm looking at you, I'm just seeing you like a tower, and I'm seeing this tower just really wobbly at the moment. Do you feel that? Because
I did yesterday.
Okay. It could be residue energy. Yeah, it could be residue energy that I'm feeling here. Okay, let me run. Okay, your crown looks okay. Third eye looks okay. Throat chakra looks a little closed. I don't feel like that you're speaking your truth about situations right now. Does that make any sense? That you're just, it feels like that there is something that you want to express yourself, but you just don't know how or stuff like that. It's just your throat chakra. When I look at your throat chakra looks really tight to me. It is spinning a little bit. You might want to work on that and try to open up that a little bit more. But what will help is clear communication on things. Let's keep moving here. Your heart chakra looks okay. Solar plexus, same thing, looks open, but definitely needs some work on it. Just that's where you hold your emotions, so that would make sense that would be. And then, your sacral chakra, almost missed one. Your sacral chakra looks okay, and then your root chakra. Just grounding exercises would help with that. But the ones that looks a little close to me would be your throat, solar plexus, and the root chakra. It looks like they both, those three, need some work and try to open those. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a small break. We will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. How about, let's put this song on. Thank you. To do some things really quick here, and one of those things is we're going to pray, and I'm not going to, I don't want any fear, but last few minutes here. I've been feeling something with Connecticut and West Virginia, and so we need to focus. And definitely, like West Virginia State University, we need to focus energy that way and white light. So we're going to white light Connecticut, and we're going to white light West Virginia. But when I was pulling up, I typed in West Virginia, and West Virginia State University popped up into my head. And so we're going to surround the University of West Virginia, West Virginia State there. And let's go ahead and do that right now. Let's go ahead and pray that everything's okay, and so that Spirit can work here. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, right now we come to you. Because I'm feeling some things. So we're going to go ahead and pray for the state of West Virginia, and definitely focusing on the university. And right now I'm going to ask you to put angels around the University of West Virginia and keep everybody safe there. I don't know if anything's happening there, but there's a reason why you're popping this up into my head. And so let's go ahead and surround that university with white light at this moment. And I pray for every student, every professor, everybody that works on the grounds of the University of West Virginia. And we move on to the state of Connecticut. We white light the state of Connecticut right now, every man, every boy, every woman, every girl of the state of Connecticut. We cover them right now. And we say namaste. We say amen. Okay, let's go ahead and take some more calls here. 253, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. Can I get your name, please?
Hi. It's Holly from Seattle.
Holly, hi. How are you?
Is my dream last night just a dream, or it was so bizarre? Should I tell you about it?
You can. Well, it's a little bizarre, so I don't know if you want to. I don't know. So, but hey, the one thing I would tell you, I think it's just a dream.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything that would tell me otherwise and stuff. It's just a bizarre. You know, sometimes we have dreams that do mean stuff. I'm not saying that we don't, but I'm just feeling like it was really bizarre and that it just was a dream. A lot of times we're in that state of, you know, not consciousness, you know, not astral state there. But I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. So I would just, you know, if you have it again, you know, might pay attention to it. But I just see it being a weird dream, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
My sister's in Connecticut. Is she going to be safe?
Yeah, she'll be fine. Yeah, and that's probably, yeah, and that might be why I was, because I believe that whatever that was that I was seeing is taken care of. Does she live in a big city in Connecticut? Don't tell me where she lives, but does she live in a...
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. All right. So you're not okay. But I feel like she's going to be okay, so don't worry about her. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever I was seeing was more around like universities or schools, something like that. So, all right. 808, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. Can I get your name, please? Hello? Okay. I guess 808 isn't there. Doesn't want to talk. 352, you're on air. Hi.
Yes. My name's Andrea, and my question is to you. I have my baby's father is, and his family and his girlfriend are all being jerk-offs. And,
okay.
So my question to you is, if I get this restraining order on him today, will they approve it?
Definitely yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
and I feel like that this is the right step for you at the moment. I feel some apprehension, but you know, I feel like it's necessary at the moment. So unfortunately, and I'm sorry you're going through this, but I would say that this is the right choice at this moment in time. Because like you said, you know, they're not being very friendly and just being a little chaotic right now. Those are nice
mm-hmm.
birds.
Jerkoffs is a really nice bird.
And I appreciate you using the word jerkoffs instead of
what I really want to say.
So I appreciate that, yeah. But I feel like that this will calm down, but this is a step that you do need to take, okay?
Will it calm down, like, soon? Because, you know, he has
kids with me, and he doesn't really take care of them. Yeah. He needs to step up and take care of his kids. No matter how he feels about you, he, this is affecting his children, and, you know, he should have thought a little bit ahead if he didn't want kids. Now he has to, you know, you have to step up, and, you know, I feel like that he will. You know, I do feel like that some court stuff might have to happen here for him to, you know, to step up. But I would take, you know, just, you know, consider his children, but I feel like that this is going to clear up next month. So if not sooner, you know, timelines can be really tricky, but I definitely see that.
The girlfriend that he's with, I don't really think she really cares for my kids the way she claims that she does. That's why I think the way he is, because he wasn't like that before.
Yeah, I'm not seeing her energy, so I'm not being able to say yes or no on that because I just don't see that. But as far as the, you know, the restraining order, I would go ahead with that at the moment. Okay.
What about moving though? That would be better too, and changing my number.
I don't see a move for you this year. I would see maybe something next year, but I don't see a move this year.
No move this year?
I don't see one. All right?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. No problem.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to go ahead and take it. I was getting ready to close, and Spirit told me to take these calls. So let's go ahead. Karen, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Mike. So I haven't seen you for a while or heard from you for a while.
I know. So it's
How
been a while.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I always love hearing your voice.
Thank you. How can I help?
Michael, I've never been home at this time, so I really do feel like, and I love your gift, and I know you've always been dead on, and I'm in a relationship, and I'm not sure if the relationship is going the way it should. I'm thinking there's another person, but I'm not sure.
Okay, man. Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to confirm something with you. I do feel like that there's another influence. Now, I will tell you, is that influence intimate? I would say no on that. Okay.
Okay.
But I do feel like that there's an outside source outside of this relationship that is influencing him. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes I call it like window shopping. You know, sometimes we look, but we don't touch, if you're following mm-hmm. what I'm saying. And
they were having a text relationship and I caught it. And it came to light both, you know, for her husband and me. And then I was told it was over, but they still work in the same place, and I'm just not sure if it's going to go back into something.
Yeah, and that, let me see. I don't think so, but again, you know, you got free will here.
Yeah.
you know, and free choices. I will tell you that I don't feel like that he's the guy that you're going to be with the rest of your life, you know. If you want to continue, you know, seeing him and try to develop a friendship with him, that would be okay. But as far as a romantic relationship with him, I just don't see that with him. You know, but, and then, you know, there would be somebody popping into a picture here. It looks like early summer of next year, where would be more something on the line of a more solid relationship with you, with okay. not this guy, but with somebody else. Okay.
Michael is my husband, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what that's what I thought, but, you know, again, you got free will and free choices. You know, I'm hoping that it can work out, but
I'm trying. That's why I thought, well, I'll hear what you have to say, because you've always been so dead on, and I get that. It's like it can change, but.
Yeah, it can change, and I'm hoping that, you know, it will change, but what I'm seeing at the moment is, not. Okay. So I'm really sorry. Okay.
That's okay. I love your honesty. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
You hang in there. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. You know, I just have to tell what I see. And sometimes, sometimes I go, whoa, okay. It's my job. So 949, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in. And how can I help?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I have two job possibilities. I've been out of work for a while now, and I'm wondering which job possibility you see me getting. The second one.
Yeah, that was quick. Yeah, because as soon as you were talking about two choices, I heard second.
You did. Okay. Is it the one by the beach?
They're saying yes. So
yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So those are yes, yes. So
yes, yes.
That was
okay.
Quick. Yeah, that was quick and
yeah.
to the point. And okay. So that's how energy is sometimes. You know, sometimes I struggle and you know, because a lot of times we have two different answers and I have to check energy, but that was precise and clear. And so, yes, and congratulations and on your new job. So.
Well, thank you. Do they see it happening anytime soon? Is there like a time?
Times are really tricky.
Yeah.
But I would say by the end of the year.
Okay. By the end of the year. Okay.
Yeah, I would say by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. Thank you. No problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Okay, let's go ahead and... let's talk to 808. You're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate calling in.
Good morning. Hi, this is Kool Leilani calling.
Oh,
and
hi.
I had a question. My girlfriend last night called me up and told me that her daughter got into a really bad car accident. But she has, like, cancer, so nobody's letting her know what's going on because they don't want her to get upset.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on. And her daughter's name is Tanisha.
Okay.
The car, like, flipped over a couple times.
Nice. Okay.
And she's in the hospital. I think it's Oregon, Washington. It happened yesterday. I don't know.
Okay, so let me see if I can tap into this, okay? I'm sorry you guys are going through this. It's bad when you can't, you know, you can't communicate. Your mind wonders, you know, my mind would be wandering around with me if it was my daughter, and so.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sick, but I'm not dead yet. Nobody's telling me anything, and it's not good. And I'm like, it's okay, girl. It's okay, but I really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I feel like everything's okay. You know, I just get that feeling that everything's all right, and I'm sorry that, you know, I had this similar situation. You know, my dad was in the hospital. I was out of town, and they kept it from me for a while because, again, they didn't want to upset me. Same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking they're doing the right thing by protecting her, but they're actually not. They really actually do
need to be more straight. Yeah,
they need to be more straight with her. And you know, she can handle things. You know, she's not that delicate. She can handle stuff. And she has you, which is a very strong person. So she has you right there. And so that's a good thing. I feel like that you guys will hear something here by the end of the week, you know, get some information on this. If not sooner, I would say at least probably tomorrow there will be some communication here. And I would just definitely try to reach out to, you know, the people that are, you know, that can give you that information. You know, she does have some rights because it is her daughter, so they can get some information to her. So, but
yeah,
as far
as
I can see
here,
her
Her daughter's in the mainland, and she's here, and she doesn't have the money to go fly there.
Yeah,
so she said that they wouldn't. She doesn't know how to get information because they're not going to give her it over the phone.
Oh yeah,
they don't know who she is. You know, that was the problem.
Right. Yeah, because there's no proof of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no proof that she's the mother, and yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just
but
feel
I'm
like that somebody.
Gonna
yeah,
be okay.
Yeah, she's gonna be okay. I don't see anything serious. Yeah, she's banged up a little bit, but as far as I can tell, she'll be all right and she'll recover. There are some bruises and stuff like that, but I don't see anything really serious here. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Right on. Take care.
All right. Bye. You too. Bye-bye. All right. My last call of the day is 856. You're my last call. Hi. Hello? Nope. Nobody wants to stop. So, all right. We are done for the day with calls anyhow, and I appreciate everybody that called in and tuning in and all that stuff. I think we're going to go ahead and close out, so do appreciate everybody calling in. I do have a guest tomorrow. Jeffrey Silman will be with us, and he's an exorcist and first one I've ever had on my show. And we'll learn all about what that is. And, you know, a lot of times when you hear the word exorcist, you think of the movies and all that stuff. And we'll have him clear out some of that stuff about things and how to protect our energy a little better and things like that. So, all right. So he'll be on tomorrow. And we're going to try to get him on here. We'll be on a little earlier. Tomorrow in the evening at 4 p.m., we're going to try to see if that would be okay with him and try to get him on here at 4 p.m. Central. All right. Again, if you would like to help me out on the phone lines, you might not have heard my announcement earlier. If you would like to help me out on the phone lines and screen my calls, Rose normally does that. She does a wonderful job, and we appreciate her help. But because I'm moving to an earlier time slot, which is in the daytime, which will be about 11 a.m. Central, it's going to be really hard for her to man phones at times because of the time difference. She's in a different time zone, and so it's a little early where she is, so understandable. So if you would like to help, you can let me know at youareawakening@gmail.com. It's youareawakening@gmail.com. And let me know if you want to help, and I'll give you the information that you need to help me out. All right? So and we'll talk about it. All right? If you would like to set up a full reading with me, I do have time to do that today. If you would like to set up readings with me, right now my prices are very affordable. Due to the economy situation, I've lowered those. Those will go up. Right now, they're half off of the regular prices. So if you would like to set up a reading with me, you can check that out at www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to make a donation to this program and continue us moving forward, you can do that at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you go to www.insightswithmichael.com, there's a link right at the top where it says Spiritual Talk Radio. Make it really easy for you to go over there and then come back to Insights with Michael. All right. You guys have a great day. Hold on. I was just told we're not going off air yet, so hold on for just a second. Well, my spirit guide is funny, and he held up, "Don't go yet." And so hold on for just a second. Let me see why we're not going yet. So, you know, the one thing that, you know, I would like to talk about, I guess, really quick here is, you know, dreaming. Do you know that when I was a kid, I dreamed all the time. I thought, man, there's nothing impossible. There's nothing that I can't do. Then as I got older, I bought into, well, that can't happen. You know, that's impossible. You know, I think what Spirit wants to talk to us about today is, you know, to think possible, not to think impossible. We, you know, a lot of times we say, well, you know, I would like to have a brand new car, but that's impossible. Or I would like to have a different job, but I just don't see it working out. We got to get the but thing out of our vocabulary. If you really listen to the way we talk sometimes, we say, okay, but. You know, there's always that but. You know, but with Spirit, there aren't no buts. There is just possible. And we need to dream again. You know, one thing I've watched as I've got older, you know, I just see people not dreaming. I just see people giving up, not having hope, not saying, okay, well, I can have this. And, you know, I know that right now it looks like our economy is really shaky, and it is. You know, realistic, we're in a shaky time, but we're in a time of transformation and change. We had Lisa Beretta with us yesterday, and she was talking about transformation. Our planet is in a time of change. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's program for whatever reason, I would suggest that you go over there. Awesome information came forth. She was an astrologer. She shared a lot of information with us. Awesome show, awesome guests. So that was yesterday. But, you know, transformation, change. Old things have to pass away for all things become new. We can't have the old and the new. We have to have something change, something fall away. And a lot of us right now are stuck. And so how do we get unstuck? It's a good question. How do we get unstuck? And how we get unstuck is by moving into a different place in our thinking, you know, into a different spot of thinking. And what I mean by that is, you know, being consciously aware of our thoughts. This morning I woke up, and which is always a good thing to wake up, but I woke up and, okay, I started not feeling good, and I thought, okay, why am I not feeling good? What is going on? So I consciously began to pay attention to my thoughts, and my thoughts is what I would call stinking thinking. Wasn't good. And I thought, okay, wait. Okay, I can continue my day in stinking thinking, or I can change that and become more positive. So I thought, okay, how do I do that? So how I do that is I thought, okay, I'm going to put a show on. I'm going to change my day. I'm going to, you know, do things to change my day. I started vacuuming the house. I'm going to clean the house up a little bit. So I'm going to become active. I'm going to actively be involved in my period of transformation, change. Well, a lot of times I think that we're not actively involved in change. You know, we have to take a part too. You know, we have to play a part. You know, if you sit around all day and with your blinds pulled and you know, sit there in depression, guess what? You're going to be depressed all day. You know, it's okay to open your blinds. It's okay to let some sunlight in. You know, take baby steps. You know, one thing that I've been dealing with, you know, Spirit's been saying, Michael, take baby steps. A lot of times, Michael, he will... I like to take those gigantic steps. I was like, okay, let's get to the end. I don't want to go through the steps. I've never been much on patience. But that's okay because that is who I am. And that's one thing we have to realize. It's okay for us to be who we are right now. But what we need to do and what we should do is always aim forward. Always aim a little higher. You know, set the bar a little higher. You know, I worked at a job one time, and it was like they had a sign that said, you know, setting the standard higher. And that's what we aimed at, to produce quality product. Aim a little higher, you know. We can settle, but I don't know about you, but I'm tired of settling. I'm tired of being in that place of not dreaming, that place of not believing. You know, so we got to believe that things will get better. And once we truly believe that things will get better, guess what? They'll get better. But it goes back to belief. We played a song that talked about that. I believe. You know, if you believe that it will get better, it will get better. If you don't believe that it will get any better, guess what? It's not going to get any better. It's your free will and it's your choices that dictate your future. All a reader does is show you potential. That's all I show you. That's all I do as a reader. I show you potential. It's you that set things in motion. It's your choices that set your life in motion. And any one of those choices can change things. So remember that. Okay? I believe that we're done, so I'm going to go ahead and close out. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. I'm looking for a song. And so we will get there, I promise. Things are changing, yes. But they have to change. Because they're not working the way they are right now. And so look at the things in your life and look at what you can change to help spirit move you forward. You know, and a lot of it is conscious thinking. It's like paying attention to your thought patterns. I didn't even know that I was depressed a little bit earlier until I started consciously, you know, have you ever just woke up and just had this like heavy feeling and you don't know what's going on? And so I thought, okay, I'm going to pause long enough to run a check on me and to see what's going on. And once I did, I was like, whoa, I don't think so. we're not going to go there today. You know, I thought, no, we're going to have a different day. We're going to have a better day. We're going to have a spirit-filled day. And that's what I started telling myself. And then as soon as I started telling myself that, things started changing. You know, it's just our self-talk. What are you talking to yourself about? Do you know that a lot of us just self-talk? And a lot of the self-talk that we do is negative. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to what you're saying to yourself. You know, what are you saying out loud? Because whatever you're saying out loud, you're creating something. You are a co-creator. Okay? So what are you creating? What are you speaking out? You know, our world was created by, and let it be, and it is so. You know, so it's like, what are you creating for your world? What are you creating for your life? So pay attention to the self-talk, okay? All right, we will be on air tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central with Jeffrey Silman. As far as I know, I need to contact him, but I'm going to move his time up a little bit. So he will definitely be with us tomorrow. I believe that Spirit's going to work all that out. So have a great day, and go in beauty. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you. me.